Two sites in the Algoma region, one in Thessalon and the other in Sault Ste. Marie, have been deemed potential COVID-19 exposure sites. APH is advising of potential high-risk exposure at the Sault Ste. Marie YMCA on November 11. In a release, APH says anyone present in the women's general change room, the men's general change room and or the family change room between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. were potentially exposed. Anyone present at that time is asked to get tested for COVID-19 as soon as possible regardless of their vaccination status. Those who are vaccinated should self-monitor for COVID symptoms while those who are not vaccinated should immediately self-isolate until November 21. APH is also advising of a potential low-risk exposure at the Thessalon Curling Club on November 9 between 6:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. as well as November 11 between the same times. Anyone who was at the club during those times is advised to self-monitor for signs and symptoms of COVID for 10 days from potential exposure, self-isolate immediately if symptoms develop and get tested at that time. APH is also advising of 26 new COVID cases in the region, 23 from the Sioux area and 3 from Central and East Algoma. Of the new cases, 14 were exposed through close contact with a known confirmed case, 11 are unknown, and 1 is through international travel. Unknown exposure means the individual did not have any recent international travel or close contact with a known confirmed case. All 26 individuals were tested over the past 3 days. APH lists the isolation status of one individual as under investigation, while all others are self-isolating. There are currently 209 active cases in Algoma and 15 hospitalizations.